This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
When the directions say pull this, you might want to pull it. Excuse me. For information and the conversation with the perspectives of Victoria, the perspective of Jennifer, and the perspective of Doug, here we are. We're at it for another hour. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of May, and Victoria has several important trending items to discuss with us. She starts, we discuss. What is that like? We name you. What is it? What's the old expression from Fox News?
Well, we report, you decide.
Yeah, right.
Yes, there you go. Well, there is a lot of stuff going on this morning, so let's start with some serious stuff. President Trump will meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in today at the White House, and that is, of course, ahead of the scheduled historic summit with North Korea. They're going to probably discuss if the meeting with North Korea will happen. There's a lot of rumors back and forth that it may not happen after all, but it just seems like they can't. Jen, I'm sure you have more intel on this meeting, if it's going to happen with North Korea or not, because that's all you keep seeing are conflicting reports.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows if it's going to happen or not. And the president all along has said, we'll see. Well, I guess we will see. They're operating as if the meeting will happen, although the reports yesterday were that aides in the White House are pretty convinced that it won't happen.
Yeah, it seems like John Bolton doesn't think it's going to happen now.
Well, John Bolton is one of the reasons it's not going to happen, because he said that he's going to adapt the Libya model to, in terms of what the relationship with the United States and North Korea will look like. And the last time we checked, the leader of Libya was in the ground, and I don't think Kim Jong-un wants that same fate for himself. So there is some work to be done. But South Korea was the ones who were really the key negotiators in all of this. They're the ones that brought North Korea to the table. And North Korea, of course, has turned on them. And so that's why they're coming to the White House for a bit of a brainstorming summit today.
John Bolton will mess up a free meal. Count on him to make whatever is going on with those conversations. He'll mess it up. That's his whole thing.
I don't understand him as a national security advisor choice. I don't really get it, but
he's an inflexible. There's a term, troglodyte. That's it. That's what I was looking for.
Cave dweller.
Like the word.
Yeah, that's it.
He's a cave dweller.
He's a cave dweller. Yeah, all right, sure.
I don't know. Just in his defense, I don't think that he is a stupid man. I don't think he is either.
No, I'm saying
I think
he's
a lot of times
man.
This is some sort of attempted strategy, perhaps like a good cop, bad cop model. I do know that he is very well known for supporting regime change. He's a neocon. And so I'm sure there's some fear when you're Kim Jong-un or when you're any other nation that's going to be dealing with us, that perhaps he's going to be rallying for regime change. And that can always be, I'm sure, unnerving if you're on the other side.
We all sort of over here seem to think regime change is a good idea. It's how you go about it.
Right.
And you were right. Half of the term you used for him was right. You call him a neocon. He is a con artist. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
I like John Bolton.
I know you do. And it's sort of
we'll agree to disagree on that.
We can agree to disagree. He's a troglodyte. I like that for him. Okay, what else?
Well, lots of pop culture stuff. Talking about agreeing to disagree, American Idol crowned a new idol last night, and people on social media are accusing the show of being rigged and of the fan votes not counting because, apparently there were some kind of controversial results. It got down to three people, and Ryan Seacrest had all three of them on the stage, and so it was revealed that the final two were Caleb Lee Hutchinson and Maddie Pop, I believe it is. I haven't watched the show. It's P-O-P-P-E. I think it's Pop. He then revealed that the two finalists were actually dating, which was kind of an odd twist to the show. And then Maddie was crowned the winner, which people, that sent people into a tizzy because they said Gabby, who was the third choice, was actually the best singer. And so now a lot of people are calling for a boycott of the next season. So we'll see
where
that goes. Is it
just about the best being the best singer? Or are there other factors that go into the choices? Is it just completely about singing ability, or is it personality? Is it presentation?
All of the above.
I think it's supposed to be about singing, but of course, all those other factors make someone likable or not.
Right. Yeah. And shows like American Idol have long been under scrutiny with the public because no one really knows how much the public's vote counts. And so when it looks like the fan favorite isn't winning, there are other factors. There's deals behind the scenes. There's judges' votes that count. There are network representatives who actually have a say in this, too. A lot of people don't realize that there is a lot more to it than
voting. How is it set up that you will decide? America, I hear Ryan say, I did watch a few episodes, to get to the end. America decides, that's why they call him American Idol. And then, as an aside, I thought Ryan seemed very comfortable and very much and I've not really watched him on the show with Kelly, but when I have watched him, he seemed comfortable, but is
why wouldn't
very
he, though? He's been doing
obvious.
It for 15
well, but
years.
I'm because I made my finish here. The reality is that he's come into his own, and this sort of thing for him, in my opinion, is what his bread and butter is all about. He's very good at making people feel good about themselves, feel comfortable, make the audience feel good, like he's in charge. I just think that he's come into his own in that way. I don't know that he's as comfortable doing the sort of interview show that he does with Kelly. I'm not sure he does that as well yet. I think he might grow into it well. But as far as him being the host of a radio program or a television program, he knows how to do it. And apparently all the other stuff that was floating around, if there had been something to it, or maybe they did something, got to the woman, who knows. But that seems to be a non-starter anymore. It's not anything that you... I mean, if there's going to be something there, the perfect time to get him is when he's so visible with American Idol. I thought
criminal,
that was part
you
of
know,
it.
There is a criminal investigation that the woman did file against him in L.A., so it doesn't just, you know, they don't just take him off the stage. It's going to be different
than American Idol.
I think I'm fairly good at people watching people's body language, listening to them. And if he's worried, he's being really good about covering it up, because it doesn't seem that way at all, at least to me, anyway. And I'm kind of a cheerleader for the kid. Anyway, he's cut out of a model of the same sort of people that I have grown up with and liked a lot. And if it hadn't been for my farm, I probably would have gone there myself 35, 40 years ago. But I made a choice not to do that sort of stuff, and so I'm here with you all loving it, 14 past the hour, the way that you went to bed last night, the way that you woke up this morning, how are you feeling? Did you get a good night's rest? Did you start well by reading something or exposing your mind to something that was really good and positive so that when you're going off to sleep, your subconscious takes over? If you've taken drugs and stuff before you went to bed or you had a lot to drink, probably didn't have a good night's rest. If your pillow is succo, then you probably didn't get a good night's rest. So why don't you take the advice that all of us have given because of our experience, and that's going into the My Pillow department. My Pillow gets rid of the restlessness. My Pillow is made in America. My Pillow will help you get a great night's rest every single night. If you're not on the order bandwagon yet for My Pillow for your bed or for the people who sleep in your house, as I was going to say, people sleep in your bed. Hopefully everybody in your bed has My Pillows. And if you're in the service, this is Memorial Day weekend. So between now and the end of the weekend, all the folks who are presently in the service and folks who have served, men and women, as a thank you for your service, the folks at My Pillow are offering a special discount. When you go onto MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and those around, look for the military specials. This offer is not in any retail store. Most of the things that we talk about here, you can't find the nuances on the air. The preference is to you if you're taking advantage of going in to MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. You get special deals, 50% off things that are in there, from pillows to mattresses to sheets. You name it, they've got it if it has to do with sleeping. And the pillows themselves, 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. If you're a graduate this month, also till the end of the month, you get the same kind of deals. Not in retail stores, only by going online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and walk away, go away, have that experience of just wonderful rest. There's nothing like it. Wake up feeling rested and ready to go for the day. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
All right, let's do the other winners. Victoria, we have the voice winner, Dancing with the Stars. Did Tanya Harding win? Come on, let's. I want Tanya to win.
You know, actually, Doug, I've been watching this little short season of 4 weeks, and I kind of wanted Tanya to win at the end, too. She really put her whole heart into it.
Yeah.
But Adam Rippon, who is our gold, our bronze medalist from the Skating Olympics this year, he won Dancing with the Stars, took home the Mirrorball Trophy. And in other competition, Miss USA has a new crowned winner. Miss Nebraska beat out Miss North Carolina and Miss Nevada last night for the win. Her name is Sarah Rose Summers. And I think the voiced finale is tonight, right? The winner
is.
Yeah, the winner's tonight.
So who's, I guess under the circumstances, these sorts of things always, remember, the ratings end on Thursday, so all the shows, whatever shows are left that haven't had season finales, that all will show up, they'll all be all over by this week. And the next week, there are a number of things that will get started. As far as when...
Next week, it'll be snooze fest.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So why was the Dancing with the Stars season so short? Why didn't they have it go longer?
They did a special theme of just the athletes. So they had a shortened cast.
They couldn't find more athletes?
No, they had a smaller cast, and they just did a little specialty thing. Maybe trying it out, because people always say athletes had more of an advantage than other contestants and who are actors or whatever. So it was great competition. It was a really fun, quick season.
Yeah. So you see, they'll do more of those, is that what you're saying?
I guess. I think so.
Okay. All right, 21 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now 23 and change at the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We have television from Latvia. Well, we've just gone through a lot of the TV, the results of the big shows, the big challenge shows, American Idol, The Voice, and Everybody's Dancing, or Dancing with the Stars. Everybody's
dancing.
Everybody's dancing. Let's dance. So let's see, what did I watched Billions last night in amongst walks with my little pal Daisy May. It was Billions. That's a very good show. Very well done. It's just got all the elements of intrigue, and it's a good show. That was it for me. All right, anybody else got any reports for me? No, you guys are always the 6 months
Dancing with the Stars. I was doing Dancing with the Stars.
Doing Dancing with the Stars. Jen, what do we have to look forward to tonight as we go into the vast wasteland that is TV?
A lot of season finales tonight. We will go through all of them in just a few moments. But there is a series premiere that I think is kind of interesting. Meredith Vieira is back and challenging Oprah at her throne of book clubs. PBS is airing a new show called The Great American Read, and it's their 8-part quest to crown the country's favorite novel. It kicks off by unveiling 100 contenders, the result of a nationwide survey, and the list is Democratic. So 50 Shades of Grey is up there, and so is Moby Dick. And celebrity bookworms, including Sarah Jessica Parker, will make cameos to advocate for their picks. Then viewers are packed off to spend the summer reading and voting, and then we get a result at the end of summer. So kind of a cute idea to get people up and reading. That's season premiere at 8 o'clock on PBS. Let's talk about finales, because boy, do we have a lot of them. On ABC, Roseanne has their finale tonight at 8. Then The Middle. I'm so sad to see this show go. I think it is such a great show. And after 9 seasons, Axel is moving away from home in the series finale.
Bye, Axel.
8:30.
See ya. Bye-bye,
Axel. Hour-long special. Splitting Up Together is new tonight on ABC. That's their series finale, or season finale, at 9:30. And For the People ends tonight at 10. On CBS, you have
NCIS. That's not a bad show. That's not a bad show for the people. Actually, it's a
bad I haven't seen it yet. I have not seen it. But CBS has a new NCIS. That's their season finale. Also, the season finale, Dougie, of Bull. You like to watch that. That's at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. The CW season finale night, The Flash at 8 o'clock, followed by The 100. And on NBC, of course, the story is The Voice. 8 o'clock is a look back at the season. And 9 o'clock is when the season 14 winner will be crowned.
So did that start in January, The Voice? Was that a January start?
It started earlier than that. Later than
March.
That.
March, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Musically speaking, Bob Seger is in the musical news. He's rescheduled his tour dates this year after spinal surgery. He made some night moves again, postponing the Runaway Train tour with the Silver Bullet Band last fall. Remember, after 13 shows because he had spinal surgery in October, he's announced the first 13 rescheduled dates, with the remaining seven expected to follow quickly. The first rescheduled show takes place November 24th in Kansas City, with dates rolling into next February. He says he's feeling good, fully recovered from the surgery. It was a cervical laminectomy to repair a ruptured disc. That's dangerous, sir. I thought about that myself. The problem when you have that done is that whatever your problem is, maybe you're getting fixed there, but it goes north or south of wherever the laminectomy is. So,
disc stuff scares me. I have a herniated disc, and I wouldn't even touch surgery. Thank God I didn't need it, but oh, that scares me.
Is he dying? This record sounds like maybe he has died and we didn't know it. Anyway, in December, he said that he didn't like shutting down, but it was he had to. You get into that sort of stuff, you got to be very careful and do all the right exercises, physical therapy, that sort of thing, make sure that it heals up correctly. So good luck. We hold good thoughts for Bob Seger as his scheduled the tour, I guess rescheduled is the right way to refer to it. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Infinite space. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Picture a blank canvas. No matter the size of the canvas that just appeared in your mind, the reality is that because you can divide that canvas in half, and divide that number in half, and so on ad infinitum, the truth is that in any given limited space, there exists an infinite amount of possibility. That's right. Even though there's a beginning and an end to the canvas, artists have the freedom to create an infinite number of ideas on that blank canvas. And the same is true with us. Sure, there was a day on which we were born, and there's a day on which we will die, but the in-between, well, that's for us to create. Our time on Earth might have a beginning and an end, but the in-between, that is our infinite space. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, is that...
Poison Ivy Relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
At the hour now, as you listen in to our conversation on the DJV show, think about how it impacts you. Jennifer Horn is here. The adjoining broadcast comes from New York with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's in L.A. I'm in Boston. I'm Doug Steffen, celebrating with you National Maritime Day, among other things, created to recognize the maritime industry. This day honors America's merchant marines for their contributions and sacrifices. Do we even know? Who knows what a merchant marine is? Raise your hands, please. I kind of do, and I kind of don't.
The only reason I know about the merchant marines,
too, actually,
is because my grandfather was in the Navy, and he was stationed on a merchant marine ship.
Yep.
So that's kind of the only... And I know that they're flat-bottom boats that were very unstable. And so I heard a lot of things like about him talking about his experience in World War II in the Navy, but that's the end of it.
Well, merchant marines used typical freighters to carry supplies during World War II. I think they started, actually, during World War One. There wasn't that much reliable shipping traffic. That was one of the problems with World War One and how it all shook out. But as the supply of ships, there was nothing but building going on, even though it was kind of quiet in most of the big countries that knew how to build these ships. They were building them, and it was a flat top, not a flat bottom. It was kind of like, in some circumstances, plane carriers. What's the?
Aircraft carriers.
Aircraft carriers, thank you. But the merchant marines were men. I don't think there were any women on any of these ships that were responsible for moving cargo. As very dangerous because they had most of them had no protection. They had no guns. They had no way of defending themselves. So many of the ships, as the war started, they were crossing the North Atlantic, got sunk. It was considered very dangerous duty. And so this is an accolade paid to these people who knew when they got into the merchant marine that it was very dangerous duty. This is the date the American steamship Savannah set sail from Savannah, Georgia, first transoceanic voyage fueled by steam, those first boats, 1933, I think, in the 30s, there's steam-powered boats. The other thing that happened to them sometimes, depending on what they were carrying, many of them early on blew up. If they had munitions in them, they had fires in the hold to create the steam. They hadn't created or perfected diesel engines yet. They didn't do that until we got closer to World War II. So the engines were basically big boilers that were stoked by coal and wood. And so if something happened, sparks flew on the deck of one of these ships or in the hold of one of these ships, and it was full of munitions, kaboom, that was the end of that. Very dangerous. Very. Anybody who's in... My father... was going to go into the Merchant Marine before he went into the Coast Guard. I've forgotten why he told me that he decided to do something else, but he had some buddies that went into the Merchant Marines, and none of them survived. None of them. It's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So when you hear people talking about the Merchant Marines, they deserve lots of credit, man, because most of them knew if they went in, they weren't going to get out. Other events on this day in history. Today is the 400th birthday of Mother Goose. She's the inventor of the hand gesture bearing her name. You may remember that. 20 years ago, Moby Dick became popular. Moby Dick, it's a story that goes with that I probably shouldn't in mixed company tell, but you get the idea. And they're all scratching their heads. What? Huh? Where's
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm so lost.
It's best to just move on.
Yeah, we're not going to ask. No follow-up questions.
We like to make sure we're listening.
Right, exactly. Okay, so let's get to the sports news. It's time for Jennifer to update the situation. If you're a fan of the WWE and you bought some stock or you own some stock, man, are you sitting well? Right.
Yeah. What's the You're sitting story pretty today. Sitting the pretty. WWE stock surged nearly 15%. That's a new all-time high on a report that the company may sign a new, very lucrative TV deal for its Raw and SmackDown shows. NBC Universal currently airs both shows on the USA Network. They've been there for years. They want to renew Raw once the contract to air it expires later this year, but it will not renew SmackDown. So far, Fox is rumored to be jumping into the business. They want a bid on SmackDown. NBC Universal, owned by Comcast, may pay three times what it shelled out for Raw when it last struck a deal with the WWE in 2014. The WWE's popularity has led to solid gains in its own revenue and profit, and the company makes money from TV licensing fees, of course, its own streaming on WWE Network, and the live events themselves, along with consumer products and merchandise. Big news, though, that they would have to deal with two separate television networks. That opens them up to two big audiences.
Aha! All right. So who's excited about that?
I think that would be a huge move for Fox. I think that would be great to get them back on, you know, a major network primetime for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. I think USA is playing more as a big network than it used to. Don't you think?
Yeah. And actually, wrestling made USA, to be honest. USA didn't have a whole lot except for wrestling, and that made them stay on the map.
Yep. All right. Victoria, ESPN is going into the basketball world with, and this is another one of those franchises, not sure franchise is the right word, but the stock in ESPN has been floundering a little bit. This may affect that stock.
Well, yeah, so ESPN is betting big on basketball content, and for good reason, because millennials apparently love basketball more than any other sport.
Really?
26% of NBA fans are aged 18 to 34, which, of course, is the coveted demographic. And so now ESPN is says that this is going to be great for them with advertising and brands. They're launching 4 new shows coming up in this next season with lots of NBA stars. And their social media following with the NBA is 25 million more than the NFL. And 50 million more than Major League Baseball.
Really?
Good. And LeBron James is the most followed athlete with 100 million followers on social media.
Isn't that amazing? Who would have predicted that when he got out of high school as a green kid at 18 started playing basketball professionally? Wowzer. 42 and change past the hour here on the DJV show.
The Geek Out.
If you're somebody that prefers to play audio or take calls using the speaker on your smartphone, you might want to check out the Bose Soundwear. Now, this is their new wearable from Bose that is a collar-shaped speaker. You wear it around your neck that uses patented technology to envelope your head in sound without having to stick something in or cover your ears. Now, this also means whatever you're listening to is somewhat exposed to people nearby, so you wouldn't use it on a plane or a crowded office space. But if you're working solo, going for a walk, or doing chores around the house, the Soundwear from Bose.
Hey, what's going on? What are you
doing? Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Joining us on the DJV program, Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us courtesy of the folks at Calitrin. You've heard me talk on the air, and you've heard them talk on the air about the healthiest choice you could possibly make. If you're needing to lose weight, if you're lacking in energy, if you have other things that are going on, here's a company that's been in business for decades that has an active ingredient that seems to be, Elizabeth Miller, kind of a duh. You get right down to it. What the basis is of life is collagen. And so what's the connection of collagen to the name Calitrin? How do we draw that connection? Because I think people get confused. They hear Calitrin. They hear collagen. What am I ordering? What am I getting? What do we have here?
Well, what it is, it's a specially formulated collagen protein supplement that revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off the calories more efficiently. So I think that's probably where they got the name for it. Now, it's really, like you said, it's a health supplement that's good for you that just helps you lose weight. So people say, you know, when you're taking it, you sleep better, wake up with more energy. It's great for joint pain. And then, of course, you're going to see the inches and the pounds come off, too. Now, we also like to tell people it's not a quick fix. This isn't lose 10 pounds in 10 days. It doesn't have any drugs or stimulants in it, so it's not going to be overnight weight loss. But the weight that you take off, you're more likely to keep off because you're doing it the right way, revving up your metabolism naturally. In fact, our 90-day Calitrin, if you try a Calitrin for 90 days, we have a huge 86% success rate. So it really is a great product.
All right, so here's my true confessions. I have two true confessions for you. One of them, over the wintertime, I get this little bit of a roll that starts with all the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas
yeah.
and New Year's
it?
And parties. Yeah, of course we do. So I determined that I needed to lose as much as 14 or 15 pounds, and I have, when we first started talking, which was a month or so ago, I started on Calitrin, and I've lost 7 pounds. Now, that's not as interesting as I have a new English bulldog who I saved as a rescue. She's 10 pounds overweight, so I'm giving her Calitrin at night when she goes to bed. And she's losing weight, and I'm not yanking your chain here. I'm telling you,
oh,
the Daisy May is her name, and she's losing weight too.
Oh my goodness! And I don't know about the effects on animals, but I can tell you for sure, I've lost 40 pounds with it myself. My husband's lost 15 pounds. You know, he's also got some bad joints. He's got a bad knee and a bad ankle. He says he's a runner. I will agree. On some days, he is a runner, but the Calitrin definitely helps. He doesn't even have to wear his ankle brace anymore since he's been taking Calitrin.
Well, one, it stands to reason, I suppose, in a number of different ways as far as support is concerned. But you lose the weight, it's better for your joints all the way around anyway. Even if there wasn't, the collagen does support your joints and keep them from creaking and getting rusty and inflamed and all of that stuff. But even if it wasn't a direct connection, losing weight helps you and your joints, you know, last longer and not be a problem, right?
Yes, I think it's for every 10 pounds you lose, you take off, I think it's 30 pounds of weight off of your knees. Don't quote me on that. I think that's what I've heard there. But yes, you're exactly right. I mean, when you're losing the weight, you're feeling better, and especially when you're doing it the right way, without drugs and without stimulants.
Right. The stuff that bothers me about the stimulants, there's caffeine, they get you all jigged up. It's really the way it affects your nervous system, make you nuts. What's the most common question you get asked, Elizabeth Miller? What is the question either people have after they started using it or even before? Like, we have a lot of people listening right now. They want to know, okay, I hear it's a great way to lose weight. It's good for my joints, energy, blah, blah. But is there a particular question that you get more often than anything else from people who may dial you up on your 800 order line or somehow encounter you in person?
Number one question we get is it safe if I'm on medications? You know, a lot of people are taking medications out there, and the answer to that question is absolutely. It is not going to interfere with any medications. It's not going to affect any health conditions. It really is a health supplement that's good for you. You don't have to worry about it affecting, you know, anything like that. We also have nurses on staff. I mean, we're a company. We're devoted to helping you lose the weight. Mm-hmm. So when you buy Calitrin, you get a team of support too. You get a personal Calitrin consultant who can call and check in with you if you want support along your journey. And then you also have access to nurses, too. If you know, you started a new medication and you just wanted to double check and make sure that it wasn't going to affect that, you know, you can call us. We're here for you.
All right. So the bottom line here, this is a safe, natural product. Calitrin is actually good for you. You get better rest, more energy, your digestion system works better, no joint pain. Those are some of the side benefits. But knowing that it works, and I think it was, you just used the stat, if I remember, Elizabeth, 86% people have a success using this. That's one heck of a number. So
yes,
if you're
sir.
Interested in getting in on this program, go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. And if you mention Doug Steffen or the DJV program, you'll get a free bottle when you buy three, and you get 10% off as well. So that's at toploss.com, special 10% off offer, plus a free bottle when you buy three of Calitrin. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Or you can call them 833-TOPLOSS is the number, 833-867-5677. That's the way to lose the weight. Make sure you do it safely and effectively with Calitrin. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Good to have you here.
Thank
on the
you.
DJV program. Yes, you're welcome. Elizabeth Miller.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to check technology with my technology expert, who's just helping me figure out how to maneuver some things on Facebook. Go to Victoria Keelan, who has the story from Instagram first.
Instagram is jumping into the time well spent movement following the unveiling of Google's new time management controls last week. This is all part of Google started this campaign where they want to have what they call digital well-being. And we know people are spending way more time on social media apps than they really should be. And so Google has decided to have lots of different insights into how much time you're spending on your phone, how much time you're spending on individual apps, parental controls so that parents can limit the amount of hours that kids are spending on their phone or Twitter and things like that. So now Instagram's jumping on that bandwagon as well, which is a solid move for them. Instagram's one of those apps, probably more than any other app, where you really can get sucked in because it's constantly changing content. It's videos and it's live streams and it's pictures, and it's just one of those things visually you can just waste hours away and not even realize what's actually happening with your time. And so the CEO of Instagram is Kevin Systrom. He confirmed that Instagram is building new tools that will help the community know more about the time they spend on Instagram, and he said that understanding how time online impacts people is important, and of course, Instagram is one of those websites that and apps that gets kind of, that gets a bad rap for depression rates. People have, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out, and people have, if they're on Instagram for too long and they're looking at how great everyone else's life looks, and they're not going outside and they're not interacting on their own with their own friends and family, then there are a very high depression rates that are linked to that type of social media behavior. And so Instagram wants to let people know that Instagramming is wonderful and fun and fine, but you need to get out and live your own life as well. And the interesting thing about this, this will ultimately result in people spending less time on the app. However, like we've seen with Facebook, and Facebook is the parent company of Instagram, no one trusts Facebook anymore, and for good reason. But see, now Instagram is doing this sort of goodwill service, basically sending people away from the app, but ultimately, it probably will benefit them because people will have more trust in Instagram as a company and as a brand and as an app. So it's kind of good news all around. And these new features will be rolling out. They haven't set a firm date yet, but they're beta testing now, so we will probably see this by summertime.
All right. Bose is releasing high-tech headphones made for people who don't like wearing normal headphones. Here's that story.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
When it comes to cryptocurrencies and blockchain technologies, Pegasus FinTech is a full-service token accelerator that assists companies that want to run a public initial blockchain offering, or PIBCO for short. The Pegasus team consists of experienced financial professionals and partners to provide key business, legal, accounting, technology, and funding strategies and processes. Pegasus is the first company to adopt the PIBCO standard, which differentiates it from unregulated ICOs or initial coin offerings that may not be compliant with jurisdictional securities laws. Learn more about Pegasus FinTech and how they can help your company at PegasusFinTech.com. That's PegasusFinTech.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
No, it doesn't.
Brought to you by Asus.
To the drone. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Get in the way of that. Drones. More drones. This is what we need. More drones, Victoria. Are you responsible for this mess?
I'm not, but I am in favor of it, though. The U.S. Department of Transportation has announced that 10 state and local governments have been selected to test drive an advanced drone application as part of a program to ease them into the American skies. So the cities that have been selected: San Diego, Reno, Bismarck, North Dakota, Memphis, Tennessee, Durant, Oklahoma, Herndon, Virginia, Topeka, Kansas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Fort Myers, Florida, and Fairbanks, Alaska. The drones will be able to fly over people's heads at night and outside the view of the drone's operator, which is new. Normally, you'd have to keep drones within eyesight. So now this is a new thing, too, that they're freeing up drones to do other things like deliver food and medicine. And in Reno, drones will deliver defibrillators in partnership with local 911 systems. In Fort Myers, Florida, drones will be used to survey the mosquito population, which is very helpful. Mm-hmm. And the department believes that drones will bring $82 billion in economic benefits and that this new project will create 100,000 jobs.
Wow.
The only thing is they haven't figured out yet. Right now, drone airspace is not regulated because they don't fly high enough that it goes into FAA territory. So they're trying to figure out who actually will be in charge of the airspace.
They'll figure that out later. I'm going to be in charge. I want to be in charge of the airspace. After all, we do a program based on air every day. I'm in charge of the airspace here.
Lots of hot air.
Thank you. 59 past the hour.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.